听力课堂，听 class.com。
We did it.
When President-elect Obama gave his victory speech Tuesday night in Chicago's Grant Park, he was quick to give credit.
To the best campaign team ever assembled in the history of politics. You made this happen, and I am...
Who was Obama talking about, and how did they do it?
The great thing about our campaign was we didn't have a lot of discussion about what our message was or what he wanted to do. From the beginning, he knew exactly what he wanted to say. And it's one of the reasons we were successful. And he was pretty clear about what he wanted to say, where he wanted to take the country, and either people would accept it or they wouldn't.
When it began 22 months ago on a frigid day in Springfield, Illinois, almost, it seemed, on an impulse, there was no money and no real organization.
This campaign can't only be about me. It must be about us. It must be about what we can do together.
And he got into this in a very unusual way. Most people plan this for years. They spent a lot of time in Iowa, New Hampshire planning for it.We got into this very unconventionally.
We planned it for days.
For days. 、yeah. And in many respects, that made it challenging, but I think we were better for it because we were more agile. We were not afraid to take risks, and we didn't have the stifling pressure of expectations.
It raised more than $600 million, much of it from small contributors over the Internet, and it recruited an army of volunteers from all walks of life, young and old, Democrats, independents, and Republicans.And the campaign ventured beyond traditional Democratic strongholds into Republican territory.
We competed everywhere. There wasn't a state we didn't go to, regardless of its size, that we didn't think we could compete in. And I think you look at that map tonight, and there are states that are blue because of the effort that we put in a long, long time ago and built a grassroots effort up starting on day one. And we were ridiculed at times for people coming out.And having crowds that were excited to see our candidate. I'm pretty sure they're not ridiculing us tonight.
We went around in June and July, and people said, well, what's your general election strategy? And we laid it out. We said, here are the 18 states we think are going to be battlegrounds, and Indiana and North Carolina were on there, and absolutely no one took it seriously.
Especially
the McCain campaign. David's mantra for the general election was...that we were going to enlarge the playing field and that we weren't going to run the same campaigns that had been run in the past where it all came down to just one state, you know, at 3 or 4 in the morning.
Bye.
They used internet sites like Facebook and Twitter to engage young voters, and they canvassed neighborhoods street by street, identifying supporters and entering the information into a central database. It helped them determine who had voted early and who might need a ride to the polls on election day.
You ran an incredibly...effective and disciplined campaign. It's certainly one of the most effective presidential campaigns that's ever been run. There was no infighting, no real leaks, almost no turnover. How did you manage that? Even the Republicans were in awe.
Well, it starts with the candidate. His motto is no drama. That doesn't mean that we don't express opinions strongly, but that we're all a unit, and once we make a decision, we stick with it, we don't revisit it.He stays very calm, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, treats people well. So when the leader is setting that example, everyone follows.
We believed in him, and we believed in the cause, and we believed in each other. And by the end of this thing, over 2 years, you forge relationships, and we're like a family. I mean, the hardest thing about this is that it's ended now, and we want to go home. But on the other hand, it's sort of a bit of melancholy because we've come to love each other and believe in each other, and we know that this will never be the same, that we went through this experience, and it was a singular experience, and it'll never be the same.